So, as Shona, Cabinet Secretary, says, I'd like to welcome you all to NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde's annual review for the 2016-17 year. So the performance information we'll be looking at today will mainly be for last year. It's good to see so many people turn up today, and I hope you all find it very interesting and informative. From the board's perspective, we think this is a very important event. We think that effective engagement with the communities that we serve is key to our success, and an event like this gives us an opportunity not only to account for what the services we deliver have achieved, but also give us an opportunity to listen to how the people who are on the receiving end of these services appreciate what it is that we're doing, and give you an opportunity to question, to challenge how we're doing. So it's very important that the event is a shared discussion. It's not just a we talk at you, it's an opportunity for you to contribute. The event will be audio recorded, and we will put the audio recording on our website, so that way we'll be able to try and share it with a much wider audience. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to the Cabinet Secretary and to Paul and his team for making the time this afternoon. In fact, all day today, Shona, as she says, been here this morning meeting with interested groups, for giving us the time to look at our performance over the last year. And for Jane and her team, for the amount of effort and energy it's gone into actually preparing for this event. Jane's been our Chief Executive since April 2017, so the performance that we're looking at, the 16-17 performance, was actually delivered under the stewardship of Robert Calderwood, who I'm sure many of you all know, and anyone that has met Robert will remember what a contribution Robert has made to NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde over a long number of years, and I'm pleased to be able to say that Robert's enjoying a happy retirement. I'm not sure if he'll be out on the golf course in this weather, but it's certainly one of the places he's spending his time. Jane has also brought with her today, and you'll see in the front row here, a number of other executives from Greater Glasgow and Clyde, so that we're able to answer questions on just about any topic that you want to bring up. I recognise a number of faces, people that I've met over the last couple of years, and I recognise that some of you will be familiar with this type of event, having been to it before. But for those that haven't, I'll just kind of run through today's structure. We'll look at what we've achieved. We'll also look at some of the things that have proved more challenging, some of the things that we haven't achieved. A little bit of a look ahead as well. So I think we have to learn from what's happened in the past, but we have to be able to clearly demonstrate that we are going to move forward in a positive fashion. And as I said, we're going to have a bit of a two-way conversation with you today. As I'm sure you all know, Greater Glasgow and Clyde's a very big organisation. You know, it's the largest healthcare organisation in the United Kingdom. We have over 1.2 million people relying on us for their health and social care services. We have a budget of over £3 billion, so the taxpayers' money. There are almost 40,000 staff employed in the delivery of these services. It's a big organisation. It's very well used. There's over 5 million people in Greater Glasgow and Clyde attend their GP in a year. There's 1.2 million people have outpatient appointments coming into the system. 400,000 people are inpatients in a year. And then we have over 500,000 people actually come to our accident and emergency or minor injury units to look for immediate response to their health problems. And over 15,000 babies are actually born in Greater Glasgow and Clyde last year. So today we won't cover everything. What I'll try and do is highlight performance. I'll highlight it against these three themes of person-centred, safe care and effective care. I'd like to start with person-centred care. And that's really about putting patients at the heart of everything that we do. One way that we do that is we gather a lot of feedback. We gather a lot of feedback in real time at the point of care under our person-centred health and care programme. And that information is reviewed, it's evaluated by our clinical teams at the time it's gathered. And that really has helped us to inform the changes to the services that are made on a daily basis to actually improve what we're doing and to inform our longer term planning. Another aspect of the person-centred care is really about listening to our patients. Now, that's the key aspect to this. We need to tackle the inequalities. We need to find ways to deliver our services in a more equitable way across all the communities that we serve. There's more information about that in a leaflet that we've published called Fairer NHS, Greater Glasgow and Clyde. And that's our plans from 2016 to 2020. And I'd recommend that leaflet to you. There's been some good practical examples of what we've done. Recently we've put a lot of effort into extending waiting times across all our acute hospital sites so that patients, families can visit them at times that actually suit them and can stay for longer if that's what they feel would be beneficial to their family member. We've listened to what people have said to us about the catering, about the food. It was actually raised at last year's annual review. We've got new menus, and these menus were developed after conversations with patients. We've tested them out. Over 9,000 of our staff have actually been trained in equalities and educated in how we can take that agenda forward. And we've given practical support and help to families in the Royal Children's Hospital for Children, where we've actually seen those families get their entitlement to an extra £1.8 million of additional benefits, benefits they didn't know they were due. So the second theme, and I'm taking a bit of a canter through this on old paces, but as I said at the start, it's a very big organisation, yeah, and I want to try and keep it sharp and focused for you. So we'll move on to the second theme of safe. Delivering safe services is key to everything that we do here. Now, key issues for us, of course, are our ongoing support for the Scottish Parent Safety Programme. This is an initiative across Scotland that actually looks to deliver safe care within hospitals, and it's something that we put a lot of time and energy in. Infection control compliance is another area where we have a large number of staff involved in ensuring that infection in our hospitals is kept to as low level as humanly possible. A lot of work in that space. And hand hygiene is right at the start of that. And I'm really pleased to say our hand hygiene compliance is at 97%. And if you think about the number of people that we actually have involved, number of people we have employed in the hospitals, that really is quite a result. But despite these good results and despite the good progress that we can see in safety, you know, we're not complacent about it. We do have challenges. There's still work to do. Hospital and community-acquired infections, they are a big issue, something we have to keep on top of. Healthcare and environment inspections, we've had six of them in the last year. We've had an older people in acute hospitals inspection as well. I think the important thing about these inspections is, you know, not only are they unannounced and independent reviews of what we do, but our response to them is immediate. Our response to the action plans that we develop are put in place straight away. But it's the learning from them that's important, and so that we don't continue to make the same mistakes, that we improve our practice and we spread that good practice across the piece. And it's a real feature of what we do. So moving on to my third theme, which is about effective care. Providing effective services. Now, you'll see from the leaflet that was issued today, we've given you an awful lot of data, there's a lot of information. I really don't intend to work through all of the statistics. If there's one thing we have a lot of statistics. We measure a lot of things, and that's right and proper. It's important that our services are measured. It's important we have targets. It's important these targets are stretching. These targets are aspirational, that we continue to improve. But I'll just pick up on a couple on this list that I'm particularly pleased about. And they're about access to the service, which is really where it all starts. If you look at the figures around child and adolescent mental health, we're now achieving 98% of referrals within the 18-week target. And that is a really good performance, and it stands up to comparison with other healthcare authorities and how these services are delivered. It's something that Glasgow and Clyde has been particularly good at for a number of years. If you also look at the figures in the referral to treatment, the 18-week target there, that's currently sitting at 90%. Well, again, we're not complacent, though. It's important that we have to deliver these services, make them accessible. We also have to do it within budget, and we also have to invest our money wisely. £3 billion is an awful lot of taxpayers' money to be entrusted with. And if I just touch on our capital investment at that point, what you're seeing behind here is what some of that money's actually bought us. Last year, we built two new healthcare centres in Eastwood and Maryhill, and I'm sure some of you will actually have visited them, and I'm sure if those of you that have, you'll have been impressed by what these new facilities provide. And it's not just about buildings, it's about the bringing together of health and social care. So we're giving that patient-centred care, that one stop for people to get the full range of services that they need. We've also just opened a new specialist dementia unit in the Clyde Royal Hospital, which is a step forward there as well in improving the service we provide to that particular group of patients. And there are more to come in that investment front, but I'll come back to that when I start to talk about how we're going forward. Of course, there's more to do. We are not delivering all our services to the level that we want to. We're not delivering all our services to the standard that you would expect. Both scheduled care and unscheduled care is a challenge for the NHS across the whole of the UK, let alone just the Greater Glasgow and Clyde. Getting that balance right between having space in the hospitals for the scheduled care, but keeping space there for the unpredictable demands that come on accident emergencies, it's not easy, and it's something that Jane and her team work with day in, day out. But we are working to improve both those aspects. Now, if one issue for us, I think, though, within all of that is cancer waiting times. Now, currently, 7% of people are waiting longer than 31 days from the decision to treatment, from actually a decision that treatment's required to getting that treatment. And that's something really that we have to do better on, and something that we are working on. Also, 16% of our patients are still waiting to be seen following the suspicion of cancer within that 62-day target. We do have plans that have been developed. We're starting to implement some aspects of them to drive up improvements in that particular area. And that approach of identifying where we're falling short, of having a deep analysis of what the root cause is, and then putting early actions in place to try and resolve that, has actually been taken across a number of our specialities where we're not actually achieving the level of service we want. So that was a bit of a backward look at how things transpired over 16-17. I think it's important, as I said, that we also take a forward look. And I think the key messages from the forward look are very much around involving the people who use the services. Jane and I have been devoting quite a lot of time in recent months to actually talking to our key stakeholders. Now, whether that's the politicians that represent the public locally, or whether the campaign groups that have been talking to us about certain aspects of delivery within their area, or the staff or patients as we go round the hospitals and we go round the health centres, then I think that's really fundamental to what we do. We've got to involve the people who use the service. We also want to be led in designing the future services by our clinicians, the people who actually deliver them, because they're really close to the patient, close to what the patient needs, and they're also close to what the medicine, what the technology, what the science can actually bring, and putting those two things together. And we now have our service plan led by our medical director. We think that's an important step forward for us there as well. We want to provide person-centred care, and we want that care to be integrated. And of course, with integration of health and social care across Scotland, that's given us the structures, it's given us the finance, it's given us the people, and many of them are in the room today, the chief officers, to actually take that forward in a positive way. We also want to drive out the waste and inefficiencies in the system, because as taxpayers, you don't just want the best possible healthcare, but you actually want the best value in the system. So we're doing a lot of work around that, looking at where the efficiencies in the system can actually be brought forward. We've got a very clear sense of direction about where Greater Glasgow and Clyde and the NHS in Scotland are going. The government's given us that very clear sense of direction. It's captured in the Health and Social Care Delivery Plan. We want to play our part in doing that. We want to deliver those aims that are in the Health and Social Care Delivery Plan of better health for the population, better care for people when they need it, and better value for money in the services we deliver. We also want to make NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde a better place to work, because we value and recognise the contribution that staff actually make. You know, it's the people in this organisation that work for the NHS that actually deliver the service, and we want to find ways to give them all the support that they require, all the training they require, and the recognition that they deserve for what they're doing. We will continue to invest. We've already got capital investment plans. We're building new health centres. We've got a new one in Gorbals under construction, one in Woodside under construction. We're progressing well our plans for a major development in the east end of Glasgow as well. So there'll be a continuing development both in the infrastructure and in the people in the organisation as we go forward. As I said at the start, it's quite difficult to cover everything in such a large, complex and diverse organisation in such a short presentation. So our communications team actually came up with a better idea. Rather than me just standing up for another 5 minutes, showing you another five slides and speaking to them, we've actually produced a short video for you to see that'll highlight what we believe are the differences we're making to people's lives across Greater Glasgow and Clyde. So I'm going to play the video now, and then we'll come back and have a bit of a conversation around where we are and where we're going.